Welcome to Innovation. I'm Lori Walsh in for Kara Hetland. Avera has announced plans to build the Avera Addiction Care Center in Sioux Falls, part of the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation's Patient Care Network. Thomas Otten is Vice President of Avera Behavioral Health Services. He joins us on the phone from Sioux Falls with more. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Let's start by talking about the need. Why is there a need for an addiction care center in South Dakota right now?
Well, if you've been following the news, clearly substances of abuse have been on the news a lot, both alcohol, which would be kind of the number one substance of abuse in our area, but the opioid crisis that is hitting the coast is making its way inward, and opioids are certainly a very significant concern for us as well. And then the other major drug of abuse in South Dakota would be methamphetamine. So between those three, there's definitely a growing need for this. It's estimated probably between 10 and 15% of people in the general population deal with a chemical dependency of some kind. So certainly an area where we feel like this would be something that's a big need.
And how is Avera sort of poised already with behavioral health to, you know, build a new facility? And explain to us a little bit how those things work together.
Yeah, good question. So most that's called co-occurring disorders. And so probably 60, it depends on what study you're looking at, between 60 and 80% of people who have behavioral health issues also have a co-occurring chemical dependency issue somewhere. So it's definitely something that goes hand in hand. It's not that everybody who has chemical dependency has a behavioral health issue or vice versa, but certainly there is a common theme between the two of them. And so our history, we've over six decades of being a leader in the region of behavioral health, certainly gives us a great platform to be able to provide this kind of a service.
Tell me what the facility will be like.
Yeah, so it's going to be a 32-bed facility for adults. It will be a voluntary facility, all prearranged and pre-screened. All of the patients that would come there would be set for that level of service. We'll have low, medium, and high intensity, as well as medically monitored patients there. So generally, it's a residential facility, kind of. Common length of stay would be about net 28-day length. Some will be a little bit less than that. Some might be a little bit more than that. It's an $8 million project for those 32 private rooms, as we talked about. One thing that would be relatively unique in the addiction world to have private rooms is probably not common. I'd say oftentimes it's two, three, or sometimes even four staying in a room. We really feel like that's something we're trying to do to break down every barrier we can for people getting care. Sometimes, you know, if I have a roommate or two roommates with people I don't know from anybody else, it can be just a barrier that I don't want to go get that treatment. So we're trying to create an environment where it would really be breaking down all those barriers to take away the reasons not to come get help.
This is jumping ahead a little bit, but it seems to me like this is the sort of thing that could fill up very quickly, but yet there are also, as you say, barriers to people, you know, voluntarily checking in. What are your predictions about capacity? What are you thinking will happen?
Yeah. So as we've mapped it out, we kind of have year one that it would be an average daily census of about 20. Now, that may be conservative, but certainly we think that's a realistic set right now. As we look at kind of patients that we're doing chemical dependency evaluations on now and having to send somewhere else out of the city, it's in that 20 range. So we feel like that's a pretty easy start, and we really think it's going to move up towards, if you project out about 5 years, average daily census of 26 to 28 on a regular basis. It may fill up. Those may be conservative, but we want to be pretty intentional about not having a real institutional feel to this facility. So we didn't want to create a 100-bed facility or a 150-bed facility. We really feel like if it really is, we need more care, then we will probably create another facility just like it on another side of town instead of having one large facility. Mm. I was trying to keep them a little more of a residential, homey environment.
Tell me what that environment is like then. It's residential, it's homey, single person rooms. What else sort of architecturally is built into the model, and how does that tie into recovery?
Yeah. So I'll start with telling you a little bit about the values. So one of the things that we did early on as we were looking at this project is we put together an advisory committee that was made up of experts in addiction, community members, neighbors of the Avera on Louise campus there, and then some of our own behavioral health staff here and some of the leaders at Avera. So that committee went through what we call a design charrette. And during that charrette, the architect sat down with us and really said, okay, what do you want the values to be from the moment people walk in to the moment they leave? What do you want them to feel? What do you want them, what do you want them to know about this facility? And we really landed on three things after several hours of conversation. And those three things, first was we wanted to have a sense of respect, that this would be a place that understands and respects individuals where they're at. It respects the fact that addiction is a disease process that needs to be treated and not a character flaw. The second value that we landed on was really confidence. So we want, from the moment you drive up, we want you to see that this is a world-class facility where really people can feel confident, I can get better here. This is going to be a new beginning for me. And then the last of those value statements we said was hope. We want the building to be and really every staff member to convey a sense of hope to our patients that they can strive, that every patient will be have a new chapter in life after leaving the facility. And we're really reminded in the scriptures that, character produces perseverance, produces character, produces hope. So our real hope is that, those three values will come out to our patients from the moment they drive up to the moment they leave. And then beyond when they're with us, and the facility itself will have its two buildings. One would be kind of where the sleeping area would be. One would be where all the treatment rooms and group rooms and dining and recreation, meditation room, chapel, all those kinds of things would be in kind of that treatment room. But even beyond the 28 days that they're there, we're really intending to stay with patients for up to a year to try to maintain connection with them. And there's really a lot of research around the longer you can stay with patients, the better your chance of full sobriety is. And so really looking towards that year marker instead of just staying with them for the 28 days.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Thomas Otten, Vice President of Avera Behavioral Health Services. You're listening to Innovation on SDPB Radio. And I'm wondering what the actual treatment looks like. If somebody is thinking about, checking in, what can they expect in that 28 days?
Yeah, so we'll have lots of individual work with patients as well as a lot of group work. And we'll work on things like coping skills, cognitive approaches to kind of retraining your brain, triggers, causes of relapse, lifestyle, diet, exercise, recreation therapy, spirituality. Certainly it will be in keeping with Avera's mission, a place that treats mind, body, and spirit, all three being extremely important components to the whole person. So it will have, facilitated 12-step. We'll certainly embrace some of those pieces as well. But in addition, we'll have, some cognitive behavioral approaches, and there will be a wide variety of different programmatic things to try to help people during the course of their stay.
Do the family go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think what I'm going to say is what you were just going to ask.
Right.
One of the other important components is going to be that family component. So yeah, it will have a family component that's made up where families will come in on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday and work with their loved one and have opportunity to help heal the whole family. If you're familiar with the addictions, certainly it is a disease process that kind of tears apart entire families, maybe more so than most disease processes. And so it's an extremely important component to have a family involved in, and we certainly intend that that'd be something we'd do right from the very beginning.
What does the partnership with the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation Patient Care Network, what does that mean for South Dakotans as we evaluate this project?
Yeah, so the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation has put through this, it's a new initiative, and we've worked with Hazelden probably for the last 3 or 4 years, and we're the inaugural member. Now they probably have, I'd say maybe 20 or so members now throughout the country. But we were the first several months ago. And really what that will bring is it's a partnership with Hazelden where we are partnering with them on a lot of different programmatic things. We can, you know, televideo in any seminars or speakers that they have. We would be able to bring into our facility a lot of the research that they have, best practices that they've studied. Some of us went out to the Hazelden campus in Twin Cities, their area, and really studied that for a couple of days and kind of learned a lot of things, kind of how they do things, which is they've been exceedingly helpful in trying to help us kind of get set up in Sioux Falls. So we're excited about kind of that patient care network. And really, there's benefits to them as well. I mean, certainly we have some strengths that they wouldn't have, some of the co-occurring things in the behavioral health world and the psychiatry expertise that they will benefit from us as well. And so it's really a good partnership between the two.
You mentioned earlier a meditation room. What's the role of that in the treatment program?
Yeah, meditation is a piece. One of the things we'll teach is mindfulness. So certainly something that a lot of patients are going to take refuge in is kind of that mind, body, and spirit, all three being very important components. And what that looks like for you might be different than what it looks like for me, but certainly, you know, meditation and prayer, we believe, is a very important component of kind of that healing process. And so really a place to kind of de-stress, if you will. We'll have yoga available for our patients. We'll have, you know, a variety of different options available to them.
Give me an idea for our listeners. Who, how do you know when this is something that you or someone in your family need? Because it's 28 days. It's, you know, intense. How do you know when it's time to make a decision like voluntarily participating?
Yeah, probably the best way to answer that would just be to say, if you're identifying that there are some concerns with either yourself or a family member, what we will have, as I mentioned before, it's pre-screened and kind of pre-arranged. We would do a chemical dependency assessment. And so we'd sit down with somebody and really kind of get a lot of history and a lot of information kind of about where they're at and what's been going on. And from there, we can put you in, it's called a level of care determination. So ASAM, which is the American Society of Addiction Medicine, kind of puts different levels on this to say, okay, if these are kind of the criteria that's going on, we're going to put you into outpatient. And if it's a little bit more needed than that, we'd put you in an intensive outpatient service, which is both of those services are something Avera has had now for a number of years, well over 20 years we've had both of those services. But if it's even at a higher need, that's when you start looking at residential, where we're actually going to have somebody stay for more of that 28-day stay. So really, I think at any level you're at, and we'll certainly be getting more information out about that, but any level you're at, we'll want to have you try to just set up an assessment, and we'll plug you into kind of the right level for you so that we can make sure that you get the treatment that you need.
It's the Avera Addiction Care Center in Sioux Falls, part of the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation Patient Care Network. Construction set to begin this summer, hopefully opening in mid-2019. My guest has been Thomas Otten, Vice President of Avera Behavioral Health Services. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks much, Lori. It's my pleasure to be here.